You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Welcome to po sa dito sa Victory Metro East. And we also want to greet everyone a very happy new year. So, how many of you were here last Sunday? Would you lift up your hands? You were here last Sunday? Okay. Sino po yung wala last Sunday? Okay, great. You know, seeing that video, it says there, I've fulfilled and reached all my faith goals. How many of you had faith goals last 2012? And somehow, probably out of the list of 10, 12, half, or maybe out of that 12, at least one, God met or God answered your prayers. Lift up your hands. Great. You know what? Something exciting is really brewing up here because every year, as Pastor Dan mentioned, we in Victory, the Victory Spiritual Family, had this in mind that we want to start the year right. And we want to start by seeking the Lord and consecrating ourselves. And that's why we have a week of fasting. And so I really want to urge all of you, if you're coming here for the past few months, if you've been here for the past years already and you've never tried fasting for the year, I'm telling you something, your lives will never be the same again. This is something that I believe we all need to look forward to because something great is going to happen here the year 2013. Can you say amen? Amen. How many of you are excited about 2013? Lift up your hands. How many of you believe that 2012 was a good year, but 2013 will be a great year? Yes. Great. We all look forward to that. Amen? All right. Before we start reading God's Word, I saw Rose Mendoza is one of our heroes here. She's our missionary in East Timor-Leste, formerly East Timor, di ba? Timor-Leste na ngayon. And she's really committed to really give her life to the purposes of God and really answer the call of God in Timor-Leste. And so I really want to honor Rose Mendoza. Rose, will you please stand up? She's one of our missionaries are here. Let's give her a big round of applause. All right. Keep up the good work, Rose. And by the way, she's also single, all right? So, FYI. Great. I want to ask you to stand on our feet today as we start our first Sunday. I believe it's going to be a blast as we talk about our new topic. Actually, this topic is something that we believe is really from God. And we'll be talking about the next 3 Sundays, but I believe this is also for the whole 2013. And so, if you're here today, you're in the right place. And I'm sure God is going to do mighty works in our lives. Can you say amen? Great. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. And then we'll be reading Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with what? The Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Acts 2, 1-4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Everybody say one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them, everybody say all of them, were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Let's bow our heads and start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we submit, Lord, at this time to you. Lord, we commit the preaching of your word. May you speak to us and may you encounter us in a greater way. Lord, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit. So I'm asking you, Lord, to take charge and be with us, even as we, Lord, lay down your plans, Lord, for the rest of the year. Father, I just pray that we will encounter the Holy Spirit in a very different way. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Please take your seat. How How many of us here wants to know what will take place for the year 2013? Leave up your hands. You just want to know. You're just excited. I just want to know. Anybody leave up your hands? Great. You really want to know? Guess what? I want to know too. All right? I want to know what's going to take place for 2013. But before we know it, before we have a glimpse of what will take place of 2013, guess what? I believe we need to have a perspective. We need to have the mind of Christ. We got to have His view on what will take place for 2013. In fact, a lot of people, all right, will say for 2013, if only I would get certain things for 2013, then I'll be happy. Some will say, if only I would get my lifetime partner for the year 2013, then I won't be grumpy anymore. Some will say, if only I will pay up all my debts for 2013, then life would be easy. Some will say, if only I would go to the dream place that I've been believing God for this 2013, then life will be normal. Some would say, if only I will be healed with the sickness that I'm carrying right now, then I will be happy. I will serve God. Some would say, if only my husband and I, or your wife and you, husbands, will get together and understand each other, my kids will be okay. Guess what? All of us have somehow, in our own views, have sets of plans for 2013. But the question is this what really God wants to happen in our own lives? Do you know that God is a personal God? Do you know that God knows the very desires of your hearts? Do you know that God is not KJ? He wants to share to you. He's not Killjoy. He wants to share with you the very thing that He birthed in your hearts. Akala mo lang ikaw yan, pero alam mo may ginagawa si Lord sa life natin. Excuse me. We need to have God's perspective in our own lives. The question is, in this 2013, are we going back to normal? Are we going back to the same old things that we used to do back in 2012? Is it going to be the usual business thing? Or maybe God wants you to live 2013 beyond normal. Everybody say beyond normal. We believe that God has in store something different for all of us in the year 2013. But before, all of us needs to understand that, we got to realize that God wants us to live beyond normal. It's not the usual stuff. It's not the normal way of things that happened back in 2012. It's something different, something fresh, something extraordinary, something beyond us. The Lord wants us to live a beyond normal kind of life. But here's the point for this to happen. Guess what? Something must really take place. As the scripture says, Jesus asked His disciples, don't leave Jerusalem yet. Don't go back to the normal way of life. Don't go back to the usual things that's happening. You gotta wait for something. And the reason why, because Jesus wanted them to experience a different encounter. He wants His disciples to experience a special kind of encounter with the Holy Spirit. If there's something that God wants to do in our lives, it is really about beyond normal. It is about understanding and living by the Holy Spirit. That's where it all started in the book of Acts. Imagine, Jesus left His disciples. He did what He's supposed to do. He gave His life, went to the cross, came back to life. But he says something, there is still an unfinished business. But I want you to experience a different kind of experience like never before. I want you to encounter the Holy Spirit. And that really has taken place. And that was the birth of the church in the book of Acts. And what happened then is a byproduct of what is happening around us. It's a continuity of what happened back there in the book of Acts. Having said that, question is, will you be open? Will you have the hunger and thirst? Will you open your hearts to the move of the Holy Spirit? Will you be the person who will live beyond normal and say, God, I want more. I don't want to be normal. Maybe some of you, live 2012, not even normal, it's abnormal. But God wants you to surpass the norm. He wants us to live beyond normal. How many of you are ready to live beyond normal? Lift up your hands right now. Come on now. Will 2013 be different? Let's check it out. What happened during the book of Acts? Here's what has taken place. Number one, there's what you call the outpouring. Everybody say the outpouring. The outpouring of what? Acts chapter 1, first chapter 4 to 5. It says here, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he says, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift. Everybody say gift. My father promised, which you have heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but in a few days he will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, God is an all-knowing God. Jesus knows everything. And he wants to make sure that God will give them enough security. God would give them protection. He would give them power. All right? You know, I lost my dad. He passed away recently. Of all the dates, imagine December 24. Hallelujah. All right? Just recently. And it was, of course, it's a shocking thing. But you know what? God is so perfect in his timing. I believe in that. But one thing good about my dad, he prepared everything. He prepared the money, all right, for his funeral. He prepared everything. Lahat meron na. Nakaready na po. Hindi lang po yun. Ready na po lahat. Yung titles land, it was in our names, the seven children. And I'm so appreciative of my dad that before leaving us, he didn't talk about that, but it was well prepared. Here's the scenario. Jesus was about to leave, but he said, there will be a promise, a gift that is for you. In fact, Luke chapter 24, verse 49 says, And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here. Stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. There's what you call a promise that is about to be given to the disciples. Acts chapter 2 verse 38 says, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for whom? The promise is for you, your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Now listen to me today. Let me ask you, how many of you believe that you are called by God? Lift up your hands. How many of you believe that you were given salvation that you don't deserve, but God loves you so much, he sent his son to us, that we encounter his son. We don't deserve it, but nevertheless, we encounter his son. And not only that, here's what he says, the promise is for you, your children, the generations to come, and for all who are far off, those people who are in Timor-Leste, those people who are living in Russia, those people who is out there alive, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Here's the point. What was the outpouring here? The outpouring is what? The Holy Spirit is a promise, a gift for all believers. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit upon us because he wants to make sure that we don't live the normal way. We want to live beyond normal. Can you say amen? The Holy Spirit is what? The Holy Spirit is the third person of the triune God. He's co-equal, co-existent with the Father and the Son. He's a person. He's not a thing. He is the most neglected person among the three. But I just want to let you know, apart from the Holy Spirit, you'll never be here today. Apart from the Holy Spirit, you'll never receive what you ask God for. Apart from the Holy Spirit, there will be no restoration. There will be no salvation apart from the Holy Spirit of God. Here's the point. God wants to pour out His Spirit on all of you. And I believe this season, this week, is a crucial week for all of us. As we pray and fast, you are on a setup. God wants to encounter the Holy Spirit like never before. Can you say amen to that? The outpouring. Second, God wants to pour His Spirit, and yet, if there's an outpouring, what happens next is this, the infilling. Everybody say, infilling. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. The Bible says you will receive what? Power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The power here, where we get the word dunamis, that is equivalent to the word dynamite. It's like an explosion. It's like a big explosion. Power that comes from God that He didn't just want His presence to be felt, but He wants us to be filled with power and courage. Everybody say power and courage. Acts 2 says, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. What was the effect of this power? What was the effect of this so-called courage that came upon them? When the Holy Spirit was poured out on them, the Bible says, they were all filled. What was the effect of this? Now, let me just pinpoint one guy here. This guy is, the Bible says, unschooled, ordinary, all right, fisherman. And this guy, all right, was chosen to be the leader of the group. His name was Peter. How many of you still remember that Peter denied Christ how many times? Three times. This guy is a coward. He gave a word to Jesus. No, 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 Lord. Not me. Lord, I'm going to stand for you. Lord, I'm going to fight for you. Lord, I'm not going to leave you, Lord God. I'm going to be with you. But we all know what happened. This guy is just like you and me, a coward. But here's what happened. And he was there in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Spirit came. He was a different man. He became so different from being a coward. He started to have courage. And for the very first time in Acts chapter 2 verse 14 to 15, after he encountered the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, then Peter stood up with the 11. Raised his voice for the very first time. Addressed the crowd. He says, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. Think about this. A guy who was with Jesus, a coward, for the very first time, experience the outpouring, the infilling of the power of the Holy Spirit, and courage started to reign in his veins. For the very first time, he addressed the crowd because of the effect of its power and courage. Let me ask you today, how many of you here, you're a fearful person? Lift up your hands. You're a fearful guy. Nobody? Ako lang? Ako lang yung medyo matatakotin? Alright? Matatakotin mo sa multo? Hanggang ngayon, natatakot pa rin sa multo? Okay? Itim lang? Natatakot pa rin kayo? My goodness, something's wrong here. You need the Holy Spirit in us. Can you say amen? Amen. Guys, listen. Never underestimate what God can do in each and every one of you. God wants to fill you with His power and courage. Not only Peter, but there's this guy who was a... This guy is so mad on Christians. If he knows that you are a Christian, if you knew then that back then you are a Christian, pare, simple lang, patay kang bata ka. You're a dead meat. It's either you'll die or you go to jail. There's this guy by the name of Saul. And here's what happened to him. All right? Because he persecuted the church, he gave the approval for Stephen to die. Think about that. He would give that authority a letter from the chief priest for him to capture all the Christians, kill them, let them go to jail. This guy is a madman of Christians. What happened was he encountered Christ. And because he encountered Christ, he lost his sight. Nabulag po siya. But God sent someone, a disciple by the name of Ananias. Here's what happened. Acts chapter 9, then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and what? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. And after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. Verse 20, let's read it all together. 1, 2, 3, go. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. At once. Right there and then, when he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, courage started to have him in his heart. At once, the Bible says, as soon as he regained strength, he started to preach the gospel. From being a persecutor to a preacher of the gospel. Why is that? Why these people have encountered transformation as they were filled with the Holy Spirit? It's because of the power and the courage that comes from the Holy Spirit. Folks, there will be no genuine change that will take place apart from the Holy Spirit. You've been doing and striving all you can, and yet nothing happens. You've been crying out. You've been praying and fasting somehow. But you do it in your own strength. And a lot of people started to write down, especially Filipinos, would have New Year's resolution. Ah, magpapayat na ako. Ah, hindi na ako kakain ng pork. Ay nako, I will live a healthy life this time. Ay nako, kailangan ko na talaga mag-work out. Nako, kailangan ko na mag-aral na mabuti. Kailangan na ako hindi mangopya. Kailangan ko na hindi uminom, umiinom ako parate. Sinasabi, hindi nga alam ng misis ko eh. Panay ang utang ko eh. Hindi nga alam ng misis ko, panay dekwat ko eh. Hindi nga alam ng nanay ko, ganito ako eh. Hindi nga alam ng nanay ko, panay ang computer ko. Kung anong nakikita ko sa computer, hindi nga alam ng nanay ko, may ungodly relationship ako eh. Hindi nga alam ng misis ko, ito pinagagawa ko. Kailangan ko na i-stop to mga bagay na to. Just to let you know, there will be no genuine change apart from the power of the Holy Spirit and the courage for everyone to go to the extra mile to change your life. Folks, whatever you want in life, you need determination. You need that power, the will, the courage. Why? Because we're all finite and we will always run out of power. But not from the Holy Spirit of God. Can you say amen? The Holy Spirit can bring change in the way we think. In our words, in our actions. Let me tell this to you. When I got saved, one of the things I prayed about the Holy Spirit is to change the way I speak. I was the kind of guy, every time I play basketball, in every sentence, hindi man every, siguro majority lang, okay? Now, every time I speak, if there's a reaction, I will say P.I. You know what P.I. is? Oh, they're going to say all right? Or S-H-I-T. Or S-H-O-C-K-S. Ah, and I said, Lord, how come I'm a Christian now? I'm praising you. I'm sharing the gospel. And here I am. I still have a dirty tongue. Lord, can you change me? I desperately sought the Lord and asked God. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. If I could preach, what about you changing me? Guess what? Instant change. Transformation from that day on, when I was a student of UST until today, I've never in my whole life mentioned those words again. Why? Because I believe because of the power of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. That's why he's the one who's going to bring the fruits of the Holy Spirit in us. Friends, you got to fasten your seatbelts. 2013 will never be the same again. Your lives will never be the same again. The Holy Spirit knows. That's why He is also what you call the helper who will guide us into all truth. He's the one who's going to give you the power, the courage to change. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Number three, the enabling. The enabling. Acts 1:8, but you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What is that power and courage for? Yes, it's about us being transformed, but what else? It is about what? The Holy Spirit is a promised gift to fill us with power and courage to proclaim Christ, and move in the supernatural. Everybody say, proclaim Christ. Everybody say, be His witnesses. Everybody say, move in the supernatural. When was the last time you boldly preached the gospel? Believers. When was the last time you believe God for something else and say, God, there's no other choice. I'm going to share. I'm going to pray for my boss. I'm going to pray for this guy. Lord, I'm going to share your word no matter what. When was the last time? Or maybe today, you're still that secret 007 agent Christian that nobody knows. Pag nakita, lagatin ka pala. Oh, victory ka pala. Oh, talaga. Oh, ganun. You know what? Nag-attend din ako eh. Oh, really? Eh, ganun. Eh, bakit? Eh, ba't ganyan? Ah, nag-attend ka. Ah, so Christian ka? Ah, okay. Eh, ba't ganun? Kasama ka dun sa mga ganito. Sa mga, ah, ganito ka pala. Listen to this. It's about time for us to live beyond normal. Can you say amen to that? You need that power for you to preach the word of God. Can you say amen? Here's what happened to Peter. Acts chapter 4. They had Peter and John brought to them and began to question them, by what power, what name did you do this? Remember, after they encountered the Holy Spirit, they encountered this man, a crippled beggar. And he said, I don't have anything, but here's what I have. I'll give it to you. I have the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, and you will be healed. And right from there, the guy who's crippled got healed instantly. And there was power. And they were moving in the Holy Spirit. They were moving in signs and wonders and the supernatural. Here's what they said. And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit again, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and ask how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Wow, think about that. He was moving in the supernatural. Folks, listen. It's about time for us to have that power and courage that we don't just preach the word of God, but we will also go out there, believe God for healing and miracles, so that you don't need a pastor. Once na may nasa demonyo. May nag-manifest na demon. Sinong tinatawag? Si pastor? O si ganito? No. Who's the believer there? Is there any believer in that place? You go out there and do it. Why? Because it's not just gonna be you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Folks, it's about time for us to live beyond normal. Can you say amen? The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. Everybody say speak. In other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them. You know, a lot of misconceptions about speaking in tongues that say it ceases because it's only for the apostles. You're not an apostle, you don't speak in tongues. People say speaking in tongues are just for the few. All right? You don't have to speak in tongues. Well, guess what? We will never speak in tongues unless the Holy Spirit will enable us. Here's what the Bible says. They began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. We have the right avenue to do this. And somehow we do this in the prayer meetings. We do this in Victory Weekend. We will experience the power of the Holy Spirit. People will just cry. People will just laugh. People will just experience tremendous signs and wonders, deliverance, healing from bitterness and all that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit enabled them. And I want you to understand that there's what you call gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's what you call prophecy. The Bible says, as God pour out His Spirit, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Everybody say, prophesy. That they would speak the very words of God. And that happens when the Holy Spirit comes. It's speaking forth His divine inspiration. It's predicting the idea of the future about the kingdom of God. It has nothing to do with negativity. I just want to let you know. All prophecies are subject to His words. And all prophecies should be made inside the local church. For us to put order in it. Are you here with me? Prophecies do happen. And I just want you to know, we have never seen anything yet. God is preparing us for a great adventure to live a supernatural life. How many of you here have a BMW? Anybody have a BMW? All right? Nobody? How many of you wanted to have a BMW? Great. All right. Good. All right. You know, we have a story in our church in Galleria where the guy owns a BMW. And he drives it, or every now and then. But what happened was, when he bought that BMW, kakaroon ng problema, parating sira. So from time to time, he will bring it back to the casa BMW. And the guy one time, BMW, asked a question, "Sir, ba't nagkakasira? Ilang beses ba din na drive to?" Mga twice a week. Twice a week. "Sir, you got to drive your BMW every single day. If there's an opportunity, drive that BMW." The reason that car was made, because of its power to be driven. And somehow, with that illustration, think about this, a lot of people never thought you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You have power and courage to be used by God beyond measure. But you barely use it. You're not filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. You're living just a mediocre Christian and not the way God wants to. Folks, God wants to empower you like never before. It's not about being normal. It's about living beyond normal. Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. Here's what it says. "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with what? Boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God. What? This is the normal way of what a church life is. It's living supernaturally. It's being filled by the Holy Spirit. He's obeying what Christ would like to do. And that is what? To advance His kingdom. And I want to say this. Signs and wonders, we're going to talk about that 2 Sundays from now, is part of our lives living here on earth. We're not going to be surprised if people are getting healed, if eyes will be open, beggar, crippled people will be blessed, and they will receive their healing. We are not going to be surprised. Why? Because the God we serve is a God who lives beyond normal. Can you say amen to that? The promise of the Holy Spirit is for us to be filled with power to change, to witness and move supernaturally. But here's the question. What's the best way for us? What's the best way for us to receive the Holy Spirit? How did Peter and the disciples and Paul receive such power and courage? Oh, yeah, there was an outpouring. Oh, yeah, there was an infilling. Oh, yes, there was a divine enablement. But where did it all start? Well, hear how it started. Acts chapter 1. Sabi po ng Bible. They all joined what? Together. Constantly in prayer. Along with the women. And Mary, the mother of Jesus. And with his brothers. It all started when they were together. Praying. It all started when they were in one place praying together, and they started to see the supernatural that is taking place. Not just in Acts 1:14, remember in Acts chapter 2, they experienced the Holy Spirit. There was an encounter. Here's what happened. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were what? All together in one place. They were in one place praying. And I believe we can encounter the Holy Spirit as we fast and pray. That's why as we leave this place, as we seek God, as we consecrate ourselves, as we thirst and hunger for God, remember through prayer, the Holy Spirit will fill us with power and courage to be witnesses and move in the supernatural. Can you say this all together now at the count of three? 1, 2, 3, go. Through prayer, the Holy Spirit will? Through prayer, the Holy Spirit will fill you. He will fill you with what? His power. He will fill you with courage that you don't have. And you will be bold, preaching the word of God like never before. And you will believe God for supernatural. That supernatural is just part of this so-called Christianity. Can you say amen? Folks, listen, I believe God wants to start us living right here in 2013. But as we do this,